Good morning and welcome. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on Aris City Radio. It has just gone 33 minutes past 8. We are here. We are live in the studio. And I'm very happy to announce that we have some guests here with me. Good morning. Today here I'm with Dance Divine and Dara. How are you feeling this morning?
Hello, Charles. We feel super good. We feel like we wake up for a good reason.
Good. Well, I'm so glad that you brought this energy and you can join us on The Breakfast Show this morning. I've been doing a little bit of research beforehand, right, to try and introduce this topic. However, it seems like you do lots of different things.
Double work.
In the best way possible, of course. So I think it's maybe better if I ask you to introduce yourselves and what you do.
Sounds good. So we are here also to introduce our project Aqua Transmute, which is a label, which is event, which is also a management team and cultural, actually social gatherings. I'm Dance Divine and I'm a transmedia artist. I produce tracks and I also manage people towards their independent creative careers. And I've launched Aqua Transmute 2 years ago.
Hello, good morning. I'm Dara. I am DJ here in Luxembourg. I am producing music. Now this moment, she is my manager. She helped me a lot, and I'm so happy about this.
So when you say you're producing music, what type of music are you producing?
Hard bouncing and hard techno.
Is that the same for you, Dance Divine?
I used to, actually I have the experience in that. I did it for 2 years and now I produce slower music, but also more focused on voice. However, that's also a big love of mine because that's also where my career peaked through hard techno and hard stuff.
So you say you have this creative project, but then you also have the management side of it as well. Could you let us know, how did you get started? Where did the idea come from to set all this up?
Definitely. There's been a genocide in Palestine since 2023, November. And I used to be really famous and tour the world every weekend. But when this happened, something in me shifted where I could not just do things the same way. So I wanted to be more politically active with also accepting that I have to sacrifice a bit certain things. My reputation, my visibility. And then I was like, how do I make a project that makes sense to me and that can also help people I want to help and be of service, not just to me, but of two people. So Aqua Transmute was born in 2024, a couple of months after. And we started in Brussels with an event in La Vallée. And we had, first of all, this event, half of the incomes of the event went to a social cause for Palestinian people. And then I started working like that with also every year a new album coming out. And the money that we were raising, part of that money, digital money, which is not a lot, but sometimes, you know, some tracks get viral. So part of that money was going to families and to associations that helped the people. And the idea was to raise awareness. So that's how it started. And the management, I would say it was because I love to give to people what I know, but because I'm so good at it, I need to find a structure to not become without energy as a person. So I developed this coaching with my knowledge and find the good people also who can receive that.
Okay, so there's a couple of things there that I want to talk about. So first of all, you're talking about the kind of political element to this as well. You're saying a lot of the money that you make goes towards Palestinian causes, helping out there. Does the politics show up in the music itself? Is there no? Okay,
no.
So it's purely sort of more on the entertainment side for the music.
Let's say that usually what we do is we send the artist the concept. It's both also more mythological. Like we work with astrology. The first album, People's Pluto, was about the fact that Pluto, the planet Pluto, just moved into Aquarius, which the last time it happened was huge revolutions in 1796. And we had this for 2 years. In 2024, it just moved. And as we can see, the world is intense now. So when the album came out, the idea was to raise awareness and to tell the artist, take the time and be inspired by this. So we try to keep it creative. But behind, the idea is just to, we don't aim to say hate things. There's no, the idea is to keep inviting people and to have them thinking. So when you buy, there's going to be like a description saying, and the money will also eventually go there. And sometimes we don't even put it because it's not something we want to show off. It's something we do.
Right, so it's not something that's kind of obvious and explicit in the music itself.
No.
However, it's there in the thought process, and you're hoping to provide a space for kind of conversations about these sort of issues in going on in the world. Is that fair? Is that an accurate description?
I don't know if it's fair.
Okay, well, it's the way that I'm putting it. Is that a valid explanation?
I hope so. Yeah, you're right. That's it.
Okay. So, yes, so you're managing artists. What sort of artists? I know we were talking about Dara. You're actually part of the, you know, the management, being managed by Dance Divine or part of this Aqua Transmute. So what other artists are you working with in Luxembourg?
So working with Fogeist, who has his also Dara. First of all, Dara, because Dara was there from the beginning for me also to actually, discover this in me, because I believe so much in her. That I was like, actually, that's the right person to transmit all this because she loves hard techno. When she plays hard techno, she has the chills. And
it's actually really my style. I feel everything, energy follow the clown, everything.
So it's an inspiration for me when I see people living music like that. Like, I love it. It's not just a work. It's a way of being and of existing and of making sense of self. And then we both got inspired to work together. And for me, since I was more in the political side, but I still love the hard techno, I was like, actually, let me help her out to develop her dream, because I know how to do it, because I've been doing it for years, traveling the world, going from city to city, managing all my own bookings as an independent artist. So now I transmit that. And there's Fogeist, another guy, Horseman, another guy, amazing people. Fogeist is handling a collective called Silent Ducks. And Silent Ducks is a hard bounce, groovy Latin core, also hard techno collective, and they have a very nice branding around also making it fun. And he actually also is in the production of his own EP. So what I can say is that when you are a growing artist, it's sometimes a bit hard to not be overwhelmed by fame or the wish to be successful, and you kind of let your own soul sometimes apart. And my wish is actually to be of service, that you don't compromise the inner child and you use that force of your joy to build a career.
And then, so Dara, what's the experience been like for you, having been there since the beginning? I guess you must have seen it kind of evolve quite a lot. And how has it been helpful for you as an artist?
Yes. Sorry.
How was it for you to work with Aqua Transmute?
It's really good, the beginning. When I start to play out, because before I just play in my home to fun in with friends, and actually my husband tell me a lot to go out, and then I start, and the day I meet her, even one small part I do for my friends, and she see me, and we start speak, and then she did the first part, and then we speak together, and she say, but I want to play another style, it's actually the hard techno, and when I'm there, I love to play. And she comes speak with me. Oh, you know, you have good talent. I believe in you. I think I can help you to grow out. And she do this a lot. And before I start to produce, I really can put even my ideas correct. And she helped me this again. So now I work in my EP too with her. And I have a lot of place to go to play now with her. And I really thank she to help me this.
Emotional. She's really amazing. Yeah. Dara, if you don't know, guys, go check her out on SoundCloud. Go check her out. She's a pearl. She's one of a kind. And it's such a pleasure to work together.
And you say there's an EP coming out?
Yes.
What can you tell us about that?
My EP, it's
full of surprises.
Yes, it's a surprising EP. But I can tell it's like everything I feel, I try to put inside the music for people feel to, like, how, I don't know how to explain this.
Yeah. Like, she, I think because I work with her on every track, like, in this EP, you can feel what she's about. Because with a DJ set, you can understand what they, an artist likes and what they would. But with your production, it's more of a soul journey where you choose precisely and you want people to get to know you. So that's, I believe that Dara is putting her soul in that.
Yep.
And she, yeah, she...
Yeah, I try to put something because I'm from Brazil and I try also show people's inside the music distro.
You think you're saying that your Brazilian heritage shows up in the music that you're playing?
Yeah, yes.
More and more,
yes.
Well, we're going to hear some of the music, actually.
Ooh.
Yes, I asked you which track you wanted to play, and you wanted to play Language. Is that right? Language reference. What can you tell us about this track?
Well, thank you for asking, because I didn't know if I was about to say it or not. But it's actually a deconstructed track, which is based on techno, but also deconstructed noise sounds. There's a text by Audre Lorde in it, which is a great writer I love, a feminist writer. And that shows that language is something you form. That's why it's called language. And a language can be any type of significant structure. And just in one track, you can create your own language.
So we're going to listen to this together. For anybody out there who'd like to make any comments about this or like to put any questions to the both of them, it is 691-353599.
Supremacist, capitalist, patriarchy, because I wanted to have some language.
Term white supremacy.
Thank you.
You are listening to Aqua Transmute on RS City Radio. That's Language. Yeah, how's it feel to listen to that on the radio? I have to be honest, we don't often play techno on the show.
Well, thank you for doing it then.
Yeah.
And it feels really good. It's always, music always bring back memory, you know. And for me, when I launched this project, this album and this party and this music was all connected. So hearing it now, it's like it brings back memories and really good ones.
So you're obviously doing the production of this, you know, you're part of this collective. I understand that you also have some events coming up in the near future. What events are there? Who would like to take that one?
So, tell us, Dara, when is the next event?
It's tomorrow already in the city
and slightly off bar. From 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., we might extend it. We might actually take it to longer time. If you want to stay a bit longer with us, we will. It will be actually old school style music from acid to trance, how the in the 90s where rave movements were resistance movements and were really based on no money. We choose that the event would be free. So tomorrow and the next event, also the 11th September, will be free. Usually we put an entrance, and with these entrances, we split with social causes. Once we gave to Femmes en Détresse here in Luxembourg, which is an association that help women, the violence done to women, to help the women who have faced violence. And when we put an entrance, we always choose to split. Like between how we pay artists, but also, and beautifully, sometimes artists agree to not get paid to actually help the cause. So that's also nice. Now with the bigger events, we try to also pay everyone fairly.
So it's part kind of techno party, part social initiative.
Yeah.
That's the idea. And how do you go about choosing the charities or the organizations that you support?
I must say in the beginning, I chose according to my history and my sensitivity. Now I will work also with social causes for animals, raising awareness towards animal protection. Because with the fires and everything that goes on in the world, the first to pay is animals. It depends also on, that's my direction, I would say. That's my decision, and I, of course, let the team know if they feel it or too, because, you know, if you want to help a social cause but people don't believe in it, it's not always the best. But so far, everything has been put well together.
You haven't had that before where there's been some kind of difficulty deciding which cause to...
Definitely.
Yeah, that
Absolutely.
Happens.
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, really, because we don't raise a lot of money so far. We wish we had, for example, Rotonde or bigger spots who can give us space and can actually allow us to raise more money, to make more, because we this project, the beautiful part is that without anything around it, when people are at the party, they always say, oh my God, we love the party. But that because it comes with the energy, you know. It comes with the fact that we create a safe environment and we also go towards something that aims to not just be political or artistic, but aims to also allow people in one moment to be free.
So this is happening tomorrow night. Do we have to get tickets in advance or can we just buy tickets at the door?
Actually, tomorrow is a free event.
Ah, yes, apologies.
No worries. Thank you for reminding people. They might invite them even more.
It's free, by the way.
Yeah. Free party.
Exactly. Join and do consume some beers at the bar. It will actually help the bar to also keep on doing that. And
it's
allowing
good advice.
But because we're called Aqua Transmute, aqua meaning water, transmute meaning the... bigger than transformation, it's like molecule change of the essence of water means, emotion. So the water will be free at the bar, long story short, because we want to keep it like that for people to also not always consume if they don't want to.
And what else do we have coming up in the future?
We have Dara's EP, Dara's EP, that will come eventually this year. We don't know. We still have to figure out because there will be remixes, there will be a good diffusion with the label, there will be also a release party. So, but we will prepare the public, Charles.
Okay, so it's top secret at the moment, is it? But where the date and the details.
Exactly.
Okay.
But we will release tracks in the meantime, and we have another album coming out. It's called The Various Artists. So there's different artists from around the world. We always have people from around the world who understand the project, because it's quite of a different project. It's not just a label or parties or social initiation. And they, when they also are willing to do that, you know, because as an artist, when you make a track, it's kind of also a part of you. So when you give that track and you allow people to connect through this type of project where the money goes to social causes, it's somehow also a mini engagement in visibility, in the sense of like you stand for something.
So if you want to find out details about this, the events coming up in the future, where can we follow you?
Thank you. We have a SoundCloud where you will listen to our music. Daras podcast will come out. A Flame podcast will come out. Freeman podcast will come out. We have a Bandcamp where actually you can buy the albums, and we will take care of redistributing the way we do. We have Instagram where all our events are coming up. We have a resident advisor, which we advise highly for following the parties. And yeah, I would say on Instagram we put most of our things.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else you would like to add to the people out there listening?
Yes. Thank you, Charles, for doing amazing work. It's so nice to be here and to reconnect since we haven't seen each other in high school.
Yes. I wondered if this was going to come up, actually. Diana and I were in school around the same time, and we knew each other back then. And you were making music even back then, which was which was great. So it's wonderful to see that you continued into this, you know.
Thank you so much for hosting us.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks so much for having us.